A Friday, Friday.
Okay, okay.
And you know we not play.
And I know we not play.
Ah, it is Friday. It's the top of the 8 o'clock hour. You know what that means? Mini views.
All right.
You never know who's going to be in studio or on the station phone line. And we are very blessed and fortunate to have this person, this special guest, in studio with us this morning.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, like a drum roll. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Island FM Studios, Pressure.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you? Good morning.
I'm good, I'm good.
I would tell you welcome to the Cayman Islands, but pretty, baby, you pretty much came on, you're not this
He's
point.
Resident, you know?
I'll be on the road, I'll be on the road.
So he is a DJ. I want to call you a multi-potentialite. He does a lot, guys. Yep. But you're going to get to know him as time goes on. You know what? Let's start from the root. Give us a bit about your background and how you got your start into music.
So I've been throwing events since 2013. Mm-hmm. So I've been in the game a little bit, promoting within club life in Palm Beach County in Miami.
Dope. So.
Nice, nice, nice. All right. And I know we were speaking off air a bit, and you were letting us know that you actually started doing this recently, like pandemic.
Yes. Yeah.
So talk to us a bit about that transition, because I know the pandemic was different for everyone, but you made a statement that it was like watching a flower bloom. I'd like to hear about that a bit, if you don't mind.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, when you find yourself in a general vicinity of an area, whether it's art, you know, I've been around so many different talented people, especially living in Miami. There's such a thriving music scene. So I kind of was always inspired to see, yo, I can do this too.
Yeah.
But, you know, time goes in different directions. And, you know, you always kind of like, you deflower yourself in this way. Mm-hmm. And you like psych yourself out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I got to the point we had 3 years in the house, board in the house, board in the house,
board. Yeah, board in the house.
Right?
Quarantine.
So I made use of that time.
Yes.
I made use of that time, and I had some friends. They already knew that I wanted to pursue this. So for my birthday, they ended up buying me my first controller.
What? Big up your friend. Them. That's what I call true friends. Friends that push you and support your dreams.
Yes.
I love that so much.
I like that.
Yes.
I like that. So how did you even get here to Cayman?
To Cayman. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that.
How does that journey been for you?
So it's been a long road. So literally, like, I work at Palm Heights as a resident DJ and music programmer. So through that journey, I would really like post, honestly, like my song selections, the work that I was doing, you know, promote myself. You gotta show people what you got.
Yeah, for sure.
So the right people were looking, and they ended up contacting me.
Lovely.
I want to have a residency.
Lit.
Look at that. Look
That's
at that.
It.
So if someone on island is hearing you right now and they wanted to come and check out a set of yours, where could they find you? What time, what place? Let us know. And how can we find you on your social media as well? Very important.
Yes, yes. So if you're here on the road, 7 Mile, I'm over at Palm Heights Luxury Hotel.
Yeah.
So we are out there. I play the supper class that we do every Wednesday. We actually have one next week with this artist, Empress Of.
Oh, okay.
So we have that on Wednesdays, and I also play the Sunset Hours, Aperitivo Hours on Fridays.
I like All that, right. The Sunset Hour. That sounds like a vibe. I might have to come catch the Sunset Hour.
It's always a vibe there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's such a beautiful spirit and energy. Truly, we've been trying to get him in for a minute, guys.
Yes.
Like, from, like, bottom of new times. So we're happy that you made it in.
Yes.
And we love that you're here making the waves. You know, as I said, we consider you Cayman, you know, you're one of us. We just love when you guys come in and contribute and build and explore through the culture too, and get to learn more. And
that's the next question as well. Like, what do you think about the Cayman culture so far? Like, what you've been able to experience?
So I actually went to Art Week last week.
Yeah, okay, yes. Big up Art Week.
It was amazing, amazing. Big up Nasaria. Nasaria is one of my favorite artists here, and became a really great friend. So she's been really showing and like really folkloring the tales of Cayman.
Yeah.
It's been beautiful.
Do you have a favorite folklore that you've heard so far? If you can remember one.
I'm just stuck on the crabs eating the mangoes.
Yeah. Regular something. That's cool. Well, we are happy that you were able to come in this morning.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure. Guys, where can we find you on Instagram?
Yes. So you can find me on Instagram at pressurepoint.mp3. That's pressurepoint.mp3.
I love all that. Right. All right. Thank you so much for coming in, Pressure. It's been a joy having you in. As
likewise.
I said, guys, such a ball of energy and light and love.
That's it.
Like, I just want to... Thank you so much for coming in. I'm going to be coming out and checking out your sets. I'm going to come and vibe. But we can't let you leave the studios without reminding you to never forget to big up yourself.
Got you.